All right, so switching gears a bit, we're going to talk about land in a different way. President Trump, you know, he holds court there at the White House, and world leaders come and pay him homage. The Irish president was there, and of course, most memorably, the leader of Ukraine was there and got reamed. The president of South Africa came, Cyril Ramaphosa, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He came to pay homage to King Donald, and of course, Trump was very interested in this meeting because he has claimed that white South Africaners are the victims of a genocide, land seizures, mass killings. So Trump had actually, he did something he rarely does. He'd prepared for this meeting. He had news articles, he had a video showing how bad it was. Apparently some of the images on the video were from the Congo and not from South Africa. Some of the information was just wrong. So the South African president tried to educate Trump, always a challenge, right? He said, sure, white South Africans have been killed, and that's not good, but they are no more likely to be victims of violent crime than any other resident of South Africa. And at one point, Ramaphosa joked, he said, I'm sorry, I don't have a plane to give you, which is cheeky and funny. And I got to say, Trump's response, he didn't get angry. He had a sense of humor. He said, quote, I wish you did, I'd take it. Okay, that was funny. But it's really interesting to me that Trump is all kinds of upset about South Africa, you know, allegedly taking land from white farmers. And I know what's going on here. I mean, between the Dutch Boers and the British, South Africa was horribly dominated by a system of apartheid for years and years. And, of course, all the good land owned by white settlers. And what's happening is an effort to try to restore some balance to land ownership. And, you know, the government is not supporting the killing of white farmers. There are some vigilantes who've done that, but and that's not to be taken lightly. We take that seriously. So, but Trump, you know, Trump is the last person who should be lecturing anybody on taking land. You know, what did Trump say back in 2019 when he was pushing to build his wall on the Texas border? Quote, he said, take the land. You know, I mean, by the end of his first term, the Trump administration had filed over 100 eminent domain takings against landowners just in Texas, over 100. So who are you to talk about, you know, to criticize any efforts to redistribute land? And again, it's not, I don't have all the details, but it's not this blatant come in and just take property. You know, and it goes back with Trump, too. Years ago, he wanted to build a casino in Atlantic City, which he did. And he urged the local officials to use eminent domain to take the home of an older widow because that woman stood in the way of a parking lot that he wanted to build. Interestingly, the old lady won. And Trump said, quote, without eminent domain, you wouldn't have any highways, you wouldn't have any schools, you wouldn't have any roadways. What we're doing with eminent domain is, in many cases, we'll make a deal up front. That was in 2019. So, I mean, who are you to talk with the president of South Africa about taking land? I mean, it is so hypocritical. I know people have various reasons why they would have supported Donald Trump. But if you're really passionate about property rights, I have a hard time understanding why you think this is your champion. And that's why I suspect when all is said and done with the big, beautiful bill coming out of Congress, I suspect the money for the 45Q tax credits that the rich interests want to build these CO2 pipelines, I suspect that money will still be in there. That tax credit will still be in there. Because Trump does not mind using eminent domain to take your property to build something that makes him or someone else rich. You know, it just boggles the mind that that people can't see through that. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. But When it comes to land, folks, Trump is not your friend. When it comes to eminent domain, protecting your property, he is not your friend. And again, ask the 100 Texas landowners who had to give up their property for the wall. You know, I mean, there were probably people down there who willingly gave up their land, or who took a settlement, who paid. And I presume they were paid. But in some cases, and a lot, I mean, here in Iowa, there are hundreds of people who do not want their land taken for a carbon dioxide pipeline. They understand that the impact that pipeline is going to have on their property is significant, and in many cases, irreparable. Just as I'm sure a lot of the Texas landowners who were in the way of Trump's wall understood that putting a wall along their property was going to be detrimental. But they didn't stop Trump from saying, quote, take the land, and from using eminent domain 100 times to do so.